From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Monday, July 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What we need to know about consumers, big movement from the U.S. government on ransomware, and $31 a month and why you care. This is the Business of Tech. Kicking off the week with some outlooks and some market conditions. Spending is soaring, but loan balances aren't, the big banks said last week. Wells Fargo loan balances are down 10% compared to a year ago and 6% from the first 3 months of 2021. At JP Morgan, they're down 3%, but lending is picking up among its wealthiest clients, Bloomberg reports. And fueling the cash situation, the first monthly payments of cash for parents and caretakers went out last week. Paid through December, these are designed to further fuel the spending boom and help families. The child tax credit is forecast to contribute to the single biggest drop in child poverty in history. The tax credit is expected to add over 1% to monthly disposable income. And Goldman Sachs expects the payouts to last beyond 2021. In that climate, a new survey from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and MetLife. Small business owners who can't find employees are doing it themselves, as well as asking staff to take on more hours. How are they planning to get more workers? Over a quarter say they will switch up advertising, while others will boost pay, 24%, offer flexible hours, 22%, or offer a hybrid work environment, 21%. Also released, Markets and Markets research on managed services. Focused on the enterprise, here are the highlights. 60% of enterprises reported that the IT challenges are becoming more acute and it's getting harder to manage. Nearly 70% of enterprises are reaching out to MSPs to fill cloud IT skill gaps, and enterprises that embrace MSPs have experienced a 42% savings in IT budget. Now, why do we care? Consumers are not borrowing and are flush with cash. I look at consumer data in the context of IT services because so much of the work is done in small business, which is closely tied to the consumer. If you're thinking about your customer's customer, often in SMB, that's the consumer directly. This should be a very rich environment for IT opportunities. Customers with cash being squeezed to do more with less, particularly as it comes to workers. Layer in the possibility of more possible lockdowns in the fall and winter, now is certainly a good time to be delivering solutions in the workplace layer. The U.S. government launched a new website to help public and private organizations defend against the rise in ransomware cases. StopRansomware.gov is a whole-of-government approach that gives one central location for ransomware resources and alerts. CISA has also released their mitigations and hardening guidance for MSPs and small and mid-sized businesses. My notes on it? The guide includes dedicated VPN connections to MSP infrastructure, among other stronger guidance. How about creating a baseline for systems and network behavior? That's in there too. CISA, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the National Security Agency jointly announced an increase of sophisticated Chinese state-sponsored activity targeting U.S. political, economic, military, educational, and critical infrastructure personnel and organizations. In the advisory, they highlight a number of actions taken. The White House released a statement attributing recent Microsoft Exchange server exploitation activity to the People's Republic of China. The Department of Justice indicted 4 Chinese cyber actors from the Advanced Persistent Threat Group APT-40 for malicious cyber activities carried out on orders from the Chinese government. The accusation: theft of trade secrets, intellectual property, and other high-value information from both government and commercial entities. Also released, the Joint Cybersecurity Advisory, TTPS, of indicated APT-40 actors associated with China's MSS Henan State Security Department to help network defenders identify and remediate APT-40 intrusions and establish footholds. And the Joint Cybersecurity Advisory on Chinese Observed TTPS, which describes Chinese cyber threat behavior and trends and provides mitigation and CISA insights. The Chinese Cyber Threat Overview for Leaders to help leaders understand this threat and how to reduce their organization's risk of falling victim to cyber espionage and data theft. And the State Department will be offering rewards to those who help identify individuals engaged in foreign state-sponsored malicious cyber activity, up to $10 million reward. Treasury will be working with banks to focus on improving anti-money laundering around crypto and the tracing of ransomware proceeds. And unrelated, that Microsoft hack on ServU products, that's also been linked to a Chinese hacker group. And while ransomware is the top story, Axios covers how becoming a disinformation campaign target is another growing risk. And this one is cheaper to launch and harder to protect against. Think that's not coming? Google's threat analysis group has revealed that Russian hackers used LinkedIn messages to target government officials, leveraging an iOS zero-day vulnerability. Why do we care? I'm certainly encouraged by the long list of movements coming from the U.S. government. None of them will be felt immediately, however, so short term, it's likely to get worse before it gets better. At best, it's a constant. Today's reason we care is this massive list of resources, just a bit of light reading for your work week. I'm focusing on one, that specific guide for MSPs and small businesses. There's a lot in there I suspect most providers are not actually doing. Here's the key question for me. In a world of risk management, what's the risk of not aligning with the published guidance from the experts? Not the risk of breach, but the risk of lawsuit. Worth digging into that more on that guidance. We don't have pricing yet for Windows 365, except for a small leak. One option for 2 CPUs, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and 128 gigabytes of storage is $31 a month. Microsoft has indicated this is just one pricing option and not the lowest. Now, why do we care? August 2nd is the release date, so final pricing is coming. But just this price point alone tells providers what we need to know. This is in the realm of affordable. For me, it's enough knowledge to be building potential offerings to consider. And that's enough.
BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, a busy day, so I want to make sure I hit my deadline. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.